When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today's September 29th. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do, especially this late in the season. And we're going to talk about yesterday. Michael Lorenzen went 5 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. You love to see it against the Athletics. He has one more start to go, and he gets them again. I think he just do it. He should go 100-plus pitches. I mean, at least he did here. He has a chance for the win, quality start, all of those things. His changeup was good. His four-seamer was good. It all worked out. It's not really something that is super exciting to me. The cutter and the slider sometimes work in there for strikes. Think of kind of like Jameson Taillon. If you have Jameson Taillon going against the Athletics, you want to do it. Bryce Wilson against the Reds. 8 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. Guys, it's Bryce Wilson. Please don't do this. Changeup was only just 50% strikes. His velocity was down. He gets the Reds. In this one, he does well. He gets the Cardinals next. Absolutely not. Brandon Woodruff, ace, is going to ace another double-digit strikeout game. Amazing stuff. Ace is going to ace for Julio Urias. Cherry Bomb City for Rich Hill. 6 innings, 0 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. I don't think it's enough for me to start him against the Rays, is what I wrote in the SP Roundup. I agree with myself. Shocking. But seriously, I think he has those one good starts and then goes 4 innings, 4 runs or something like that, and it drives you crazy. Joe Musgrove against the Dodgers, he came through. I didn't really have much faith in this one. I will say it's 8 base runners in 5 innings, but 0 runs and 8 strikeouts, no win. The shoulder fatigue still may be affecting him, as he did have 4 walks here. But he does get the Giants next. That should be good to go. We have Sean Kelly going after John Barbilla in the Rocky Road start. I am butchering this one. He did well. He got the win. And it's fine, but you don't want to trust this moving forward for Sean Kelly. You have Kelly. I want to get that right. Justin Verlander against the Diamondbacks. Ace is going to ace. He has a 1.8 ERA this year, and that's absolutely insane. Tristan McKenzie against the Rays. 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. He keeps rolling. His slider was way better than I normally see. 9 for 13 strikes, but also along the edges. They're not floated up as I normally see. It's kind of wonderful. 12 whiffs on his 4-seamer was pretty cool, too. You keep starting him, obviously. George Kirby, he did well against the Texas Rangers. 6 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He only had 4 whiffs on his 4-seamer, and his secondaries were not very good. But he gets the Tigers next, so we're all happy there. Josiah Gray got Atlanta. 6 innings, 1 run, 2 hit, 2 walk, and 2 Ks. It's not really like him to only go 2 strikeouts in 6 innings. He didn't have a good curveball. He had a good slider. I'm not going for this against the Mets at all. Hayden Wesneski was a dart throw for some against the Phillies. It did come through for the most part. 5 innings, 1 run, 3 strikeouts. 8 base runners, not ideal, but he did get the win. Now he does get the Reds, and I'm cool with that one. Curveball is really good. It is in Cincinnati, not Cincinnati, instead of inside of Wrigley. But yeah, I think that's cool with me. It's a probable start for me. Jacob DeRizzi against the Nationals did not pan out. 3.2 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 walks, 0 strikeouts, 68 pitches. 1 whiff on 68 thrown. Yeah, they might not even go with Jacob DeRizzi moving forward. They might go with Kyle Muller, for example. Something to think about with Jacob DeRizzi. You should not be chasing this now. Jose Quintana against Milwaukee came through. Great to see that. And he gets Pittsburgh last. Obviously, you're doing it. Tyler Glasnow went 50 pitches in 3 innings. Looked like Tyler Glasnow. He does likely get 60 to 65 next. I imagine the Rays want to push him up to 80 for the playoffs. So getting him to 60, 65 would be that transition. I don't know if that's enough. I'm treating him like I did Luis Severino and Zach Wheeler when he came back from the IL, and then I expected around the same amount of pitches. So I guess at the top of the third tier, if you want to say probable start, fine. But yeah, Will Vest opened for the Tigers, and yep, it was a full-on bullpen game. Zach Gallen did well against the Astros, because of course he did. He did well in Coors and Dodgers. Like, doesn't matter who he faces. Ace is going to ace 7 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. No win, but yeah, you love it. Jesus Luzardo came through against the Mets. 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. 46% CSW on the changeup is great. 75% strike rate as well on it. The curve wasn't there, but this is good enough for me to keep starting Luzardo. He's going to be in the probable start against Atlanta next. Daniel Lynch against the Tigers. 6 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. I'm glad it came through for Daniel Lynch. I didn't have any faith that this would. I'm glad it worked. He threw more changes than sliders, which is very weird. I'm not going to go after him against the Guardians. Jose Urania against the Giants. I'm glad it worked out. If you did it, 5 innings of 2 runs. 8 base runners. We've seen this a lot today. 8 base runners in 5 innings. 6 strikeouts. You don't want to do this. Martin Perez is not looking like his old self, even though it was 7 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. I really think he got away with this one. I do not want to do this against the Yankees next. Gerrit Cole, come on, you're so close. 6.1 innings, 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He's just right there. He let another long ball, and he only fanned 4. But you got to keep doing it. Come on, Gerrit Cole, we need you. One more. Just great start to take us into the sunset. Luis Sessa against Pittsburgh came through 6 innings of 3 runs for a poor quality start. Again, 8 base runners, 2 strikeouts. I don't want to go for this against the Cubs unless you're really desperate. Tywin Walker against the Marlins. 20 whiffs for a gallows pole, yet 3 runs in 5 innings and 8 base runners. 8 Ks, though. I think he got some bad luck in this one. He gets Natty Light. You're definitely starting him there. You have Dean Kramer against the Red Sox. 5 innings, 3 runs, 6 is 4 walks and 2 Ks. He did not pitch that well. 2 home runs allowed. It was not the thing. Actually, maybe it was just 1 home run. I know it was that cutter inside that hooked around the pole. You don't want to go for this against the Houston Astros. Josh Winder against the White Sox. 4.2 innings of 300 runs. But he did have 6 Ks and 6 base runners. There's a chance that he does go 5-plus frames against the White Sox and does okay. I'm not going to go for that. Adrian Martinez, yeah, we didn't want to do this. 4.2 innings, 300 runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks. Yeah, we're just not doing it. Maybe next year, but not now. Mitch White, absolutely not against the Yankees. Aaron Nola had a golden goal. 20 whiffs, 40% CSW against the Cubs. 6 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, 8 Ks. He had a rough 4th inning, and that's it. A 3-run shot inside of that 4-run frame. Really unfortunate luck for Aaron Nola. But, I mean, he's obviously pitching out of his mind. And Johnny Cueto against the Twins. 5.2 innings, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 walk. 7 Ks, though. As he did put a lot of heaters at the top of the zone. Cutters there, too, coming inside to lefties. So the magic isn't completely gone. It's possible he does well against the Twins next time. I don't think I want to do it, though. I mean, his line was worse than how he performed. But I just think it's just not enough to chase. All right, looking forward to today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, because it is Thursday, and that's what we do. We've got Shohei Ohtani, Carlos Rodon, Andrew Heaney, Jeffrey Springs, John Gray in that auto start tier. It's the Guardians and Mariners for Springs and Gray. I think you still do it. This is exactly the same, by the way, from yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's podcast. So you can skip ahead if you like. Braxton Garrett is our stream pick of the day against the Brewers. You have Lucas Giolito against the Twins, Marco Gonzalez and Kyle Quantrill on the rest of the probable start tier. I don't really love these, but imagine if you have them, you're going to start them. You have Eric Lauer against the Miami Marlins. He went about 65 pitches last time. It should be closer to 80. It's the Marlins. You feel like that should be good, but then again, it's Eric Lauer. And do we actually like Eric Lauer? I don't really know if we do. Eduardo Rodriguez, Ranger Suarez, Cole Irvin are all kind of similar in this Toby tier of the Royals, Cubs, and Angels, respectively. I don't really like relying on them because they faced weak offenses before and not come through. I hope for their sakes that they do. And Javier Assad is also here at the very bottom. If he has his cutter working, that should be okay, but I don't want to bank on that. You have Nathan Eovaldi coming back from the IL. He threw about 57 pitches. He threw 57 pitches in his rehab start. So probably 65 to 70 against the Orioles. But remember, he wasn't good when he left, when he went on the IL. It was 94 in the fastball. It was looking way worse. I don't want to do this. This is a clear still ill to me. Louis Varland goes against the White Sox. Jonathan Heasley against the Tigers. Heasley got trounced by the Tigers before. I don't want to do that. Sean Manaea, Mike Ballman, and Ryan Feldner. Manaea's getting the Dodgers. No, thank you. Looking at Friday, you have a lot of auto starts. You have Jacob deGrom, Sandy Alcantara, Corbin Burns, Clayton Kershaw, Yu Darvish, Max Fried, Alek Manoah, Logan Gilbert are the top eight here, very clear. You have Jack Flaherty, Joe Ryan, Merrill Kelly, and Alex Cobb as the bottom four. Flaherty gets the Pirates. His command was a little bit better last time. I'm going for that. Joe Ryan gets the Tigers, absolutely. And Merrill Kelly gets the Giants, while Alex Cobb gets the Arizona Diamondbacks, opposite each other. I'd rather favor Kelly. He's just been so consistent. Cobb has done well against the tough opponents lately. He should be fine against the Diamondbacks. In the probable start team, we have Brady Singer against the Guardians. I think that's fine. He is a cherry bomb, but I think you're okay with it. Bailey Falter against the Nationals is our stream pick of the day. I know he just did really poorly, but against Atlanta, this is against the Nationals. I think you're all right. Domingo Germán against the Orioles should be all right too. You have a good curveball there. You have a decent enough changeup and fastball, winning ball club, all of that stuff. Jose Urquidy against the Rays should be all right. I know he did poorly against the Angels and then the Athletics. He rebounded last time. I think if you have Jose Urquidy, you're starting him. The questionable start here is very dicey, as it should be. Drew Rasmussen against the Astros is, he did well against the Jays, but what are we going to see? Zach Plesac is coming back from the IL, but he is essentially stretched out in his rehab start, so he should be good for 80 or so here. And it is a still ill, but it's against Royals. I think if you're desperate for something, which is what this questionable start tier is all about, that might work. Graham Ashcraft threw 99 mile per hour cutters last time out in his return from the IL, but it's still Graham Ashcraft that he's against the Cubs. Glenn Otto against the Angels, maybe his breakers work, but I don't really want to do that. Johan Oviedo had a really nice start of 7 innings last time out, but it was the exception, the clear peak. He's going to have come down from that, and now he's against the Cardinals in a much tougher matchup as well. And what are the Cubs doing? Is it Wade Miley? They're saying it's Wade Miley against the Reds. If it is, I mean, it's such a good matchup, but he's hurt, right? What are the Cubs doing? Just avoid it. Austin Voth, Nick Pivetta lead the do not start tier. I think Pivetta just doesn't do enough for the clear floor here. And Austin Voth, he had a good start last time, but the Yankees are heating up. It's just far too risky. And everyone else, Davis Martin, Drew Hutchinson, Ken Waldichuk, Eric Fede, Tucker Davidson, and Chad Kuhl, I would not start as well. Now, keep in mind, I have my ranks that I made on Monday, and I'm going to be referencing those for Saturday and Sunday. I know that some of these are kind of off, but I do want to talk about them really quickly, and I'll know quickly also which ones are already changed because of everything that we've talked about the last 2 days. Okay, so you have Max Scherzer, Dylan Cease, Luis Castillo, Framber Valdez, Nestor Cortez, Nick Lodolo, Jordan Montgomery, and Kyle Wright in that top tier. That seems good for me. Kyle Wright is a tough one against the Mets, but Jordan Montgomery gets the Pirates and Lodolo against the Cubs. All that stuff. You're still going to do Kyle Wright, I believe. Probable start to Ross Stripling against the Red Sox. I think that's all right. Shane McClanahan is in the probable start against Houston. There's a part of me that even wants to pull him all the way down to questionable start. We don't know his health. We don't know where he's at. He's a bit rusty. I'm doing it. It's Shane McClanahan. I think you just got to do it. Aaron Civale threw more curveballs last time, so he's okay with me against the Royals. You have Michael Grove against Rocky Road that I'm okay with because he can go 5 innings of good baseball there. Luis Ortiz against the Cardinals. He's looking great. And I think that's a start you should be going for. Adrian Sampson against the Reds, I would be going for that one too. So these are the days. Those three guys, Grove, Ortiz, Sampson, those are the ones I'd be starting over your Glenn Otto or Oviedo on Friday. So make sure you're doing that. Kyle Gibson just had the greatest start I've ever seen from him. As he goes against the Nationals, should be a lot worse, but still could be very good. Reed Detmers may be going in the right direction against the Rangers. I'm really excited to see where he's at on Saturday. It's the last start of the season for him. And are the Marlins starting Edward Cabrera on Saturday? I don't think that they are. It looked like he sprained his ankle in the last one. They haven't updated anything here, so maybe? I'm not going to rely on that. If I have Edward Cabrera, I'm not going to rely on that start. I would imagine he would be limited then, too. Questionable start here. You have Dylan Bundy against the Tigers. Do whatever you want to do. I mean, again, questionable start tier is a tier that I don't want to start them, right? Jacob Junis against the Diamondbacks. He did well last time, but we'll see. Jordan Lyles gets the Yankees. It's a very risky one, but he did just dominate the Tigers. That could work out. Nick Pivetta. It's not Nick Pivetta anymore. I know this. It is Brian Bello against the Jays. I'm more excited about Brian Bello than I am Nick Pivetta. I likely will not do it because, again, it's too dangerous, I believe, for your teams. Freddy Peralta and Noah Syndergaard are both going to be starting against really weak opponents. However, they're going to be limited. Freddy Peralta is going to likely piggyback with Aaron Ashby, while Noah Syndergaard has been in relief. So I don't think he's that stretched out against the Nationals. And the do not start here, you have Mike Clevinger, Tyler Alexander. Clevinger is against the White Sox. I don't really care. Just don't start him. Alexander Sears, Anibal Sanchez maybe could work out against the Phillies. Same with Sears. I mean, in Alexander, they've done it, but I don't want to do this stuff. Tommy Henry's going, not Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly's going Friday. Henry's going on Saturday. Don't want to do that against the Giants. Chris Bubich, Cole Ragans, Kyle Freeland, and whoever Washington starts in that doubleheader. Just not doing these. Looking at Sunday, you have Shane Bieber, Robbie Ray, Lance Lynn, Christian Javier, Blake Snell, Zach Wheeler, Logan Webb, Kevin Gausman, Tyler Anderson, Luis Severino, Chris Bassett, Charlie Morton, Pablo Lopez, and Adam Wainwright, all in that top tier. Morton gets the Mets. Bassett's opposite against Atlanta. Bassett's not going on that Wednesday anymore. They changed their whole rotation, the Mets have, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Bassett against Atlanta, I'm going with it. Same with Morton against the Mets. Those are the more questionable ones. Pablo Lopez against the Brewers. I know some are not in on Lopez. Bassett and Morton have a higher ceiling at this moment, and I think you still do it. In the probable start tier, Bailey Ober against the Tigers likely is going to go into the auto start tier, because how can you not after he threw 12 slider whiffs last time, and now it's Detroit. Drew Jameson, everywhere. Go and get him against the Giants. I love it more than all of the starts on Saturday. I think Jameson's legit. I might even want to put him auto start. You got to do that one. Marcus Stroman against the Reds seems like a very clear one too. He didn't do well against the Pirates, but I think I might just make all of these auto starts. And the only probable starts are Ronzi Contreras against the Cardinals and Michael Wacha against Toronto. I don't even know if Michael Wacha against Toronto is an auto start or a probable start. That might even be questioned. Maybe only be Ronzi Contreras against the Cardinals. I said Drew Jameson. I'm sorry, it's Dre Jameson. I apologize. Yeah, Romanzi against the Cardinals. I think I'm going to do that, but you know, we'll see how the Cardinals mess up the other guys Friday, Saturday, if that maybe changes things. Well, Michael Wacha has a good changeup. Command isn't as good with recently. We'll see. Kyle Bradish against the Yankees. Adrian Hauser against Miami. Those are... I could see Bradish doing well, but then again, he regressed in the last one, and I might pull him down. I might put Adrian Hauser above now after that start. I don't want to do Adrian Hauser, though. It is Miami, but I don't want to do it. Jose Suarez against the Rangers. I understand he's done wellish the past month. Yes, wellish. I don't want to do it. Corey Kluber against the Astros. I don't want to do that. James Caprillion against the Mariners. He did go 7 innings against them last time he faced them, but I still don't want to do it. And Zach Greinke against the Guardians. He only had like 3 or 2 strikeouts against the Tigers. And Joey Wentz against the Twins, no thanks. Corey, this is a do not start here now. Corey Abbott against the Phillies, no thanks. Chase Anderson against the Cubs, no thanks. Spencer Howard, no way. And Germán Márquez at Dodgers, absolutely not. But all right, guys, that is going to do it for today. Good luck this week, and I'll be back tomorrow doing the same exact thing just to verify everything I just said. But that's it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABs be low, and your strikeouts high.